Surrender. The black teenager raised his arms, palms wide and flat against the air. Roses bloomed from his chest anyway, petals dripping on the asphalt. A warm night breeze carried some of the petals in its breath, scattered them across stoops and alleyways. Some were crushed between people's feet, some tapped on windows, some knocked on doors, some rolled into street gutters and wept. Some were picked up and carried in the palms of children. Those grew into roses and multiplied. Women, children, teens, and men dropped rose petals on streets and lawns when they knelt and opened their palms wide into the air. More petals swirled across asphalt in a growing wind. More petals cloyed the air, but were overcome by tear gas, bullets, the stench of gasoline and gunpowder. It was a summer of wild thorns and perfume. Roses grew in cracks in asphalt and concrete. Some leaned against the boy's gravestone. Most rotted into compost. Some of the roses became blood and water. Some became skin and anger. Some became pollen on the hind legs of bees.